What does this team have to do to get a win on the road?
We got to play better. You know, first and foremost, we have to play better across the board in order to get the job done on the road. And, you know, I think we just need to be consistent across the board. We've got to play the way that we're capable of. You know, we're 4 games into it. We're right in the mix. We've got a long way to go, but we've got to get it corrected. And I think that's what the focus is this week.
What's your message to the offensive linemen as you try to, you know, help them and get them ready to go?
Yeah, I think it's to play with confidence. You know, these guys have worked really hard. And Mike Tice does a great job of keeping, you know, all of those guys prepared every week. And I think, you know, certain guys are getting their opportunity. It's a great chance for them to showcase what they can do and you know, and how good they can be. And so, you know, my thing is to cut it loose, enjoy it, and play with a lot of confidence.
Matt, do you need to say anything to them? I know you have trust in them and their work ethic, like you mentioned Coach Tice, but at some point in their week or maybe during the game, do you come up, give them a pat on the butt or give them encouragement?
Yeah, I think that's every week. You know, I think, part of playing this position, part of being a leader on this team is, you know, encouraging your guys and making sure that they're confident going into games on Sunday. So, you know, that doesn't change regardless of who the guys are up front or on the outside. I'm going to continue to do that. But, you know, I think those guys will be ready to go. You know, I think they're all excited. I think they're ready for their opportunity. And now they just got to go out and play the way that they're capable of playing.
Seems like a ball hockey defense from the Giants. What are you seeing from them on the field?
Yeah, I think they're leading the league in turnovers. I'm sorry. Leading the league in turnovers and being opportunistic when they've got the chance to take it away. So it's going to be important for us. Turnover battle is huge every week. But, you know, specifically this week going against a defense that's been as opportunistic as they have been, we've got to focus on protecting the ball. And we've got to do a better job than we've done up until this point.
Do you talk about you and Peter with him being back in there at the center of attention for you guys?
Yeah, I think Pete will do a great job. You know, he's obviously a guy that's played a lot of football for us, and we have a lot of trust in him when he's out there. And, you know, I think Mike Tice has him in a good place, and he's ready to roll.
Matt, why have you guys struggled so much on the road in the last year or so? Is there a reason?
You know, I wish I knew. You know, it's one of those things. I think when you watch a film, we haven't played as well as we have at home. And for whatever reason. You know, I think the biggest thing is, you know, we can't worry about the last, you know, 14 times or 10 times, whatever we've done on the road. We've got to worry about this week and find a way to get it done. We know, you know, this is going to be a tough environment to go into. It always is. But we've got to concentrate on playing our brand of football and playing the way that we're capable of. And I think if we focus on that, you know, that's going to help us get over the edge.
Man, how much were y'all shaking? I mean, I know you, probably when y'all left Minnesota on Sunday, you feared that some of these injuries were going to be serious. But what's it, you know, what was kind of the reaction when you, to lose 3 guys in one game, that's a pretty big blow. On top of 2 other guys y'all already lost in, you know, in the offseason and in training camp that were pretty critical to the team as well.
Yeah, it's tough, you know. Anytime you have guys go down, it makes it difficult. You hate seeing it. You know, I feel bad for those guys because they put so much effort into getting themselves ready and they were playing well. But it's, you know, it's part of the deal. Part of this league is you're going to have to overcome injuries. You're going to have guys step up and you know, roles are constantly changing. You've got to be able to adapt, and I think we've got the guys to be able to adapt to it. And I think it's a, you know, you have to have the mentality that you can't blink. You know, you can't think twice about it. You have to go out there, and you have to trust the guys that are coming in. And I think Mike Tice is going to do a great job of having those guys prepared and ready to play.